Our first scripture lesson today is Luke chapter 18, verses 13 to 27. I'll be reading from today's New International Version. If you'd like to follow along, it'll be on the back wall there. The next day, Moses took his seat to serve as judge for the people, and they stood around him from morning till evening. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge, while all these people stand around you from morning till evening?" Moses answered him, "Because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions." Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Teach them his decrees and instructions and show them the way they are to live and how they are to behave. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. Simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter, and because they will share it with you. If you do this, and God so commands, you will be able to stand straight, and all these people will be most satisfied." Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. They served as judges for the people at all times. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves. Then Moses sent his father-in-law on his way, and Jethro returned to his own country. May God bless the name of his holy word. It's my privilege at this time to introduce Reverend Debbie Whitman. She's been here before and has given us readings. Now we'll hear her share the word of God. So, Debbie, would you please come up? She's the general presbyter at the Senior Valley Presbytery.
Thank you, Mike. It is so good to be back with you all. I have to tell you, you're one of my favorite drives because I love all the back roads as I come up. Sometimes I come through the Shopton and down 83. The other times I come up down through Cambridge, and it's just a joy to see the mission field that God has blessed you with and the incredible beauty of this part of Muskingum Valley Presbytery. I don't know about you all, but I think there's a hint of fall in the air. We have two Labrador retrievers, and they were rather frisky this morning on their walk. As we walk them by the, we have a pond in New Philadelphia, by the town pond, I thought we were going to lose the puppy who's 2 years old as he went after the geese and the ducks. He was pointing and just having a wondrous time. I love this time of year, but it's also a bittersweet time as we let go of that length of days and we move into the trees dropping their leaves and all that comes with the change of seasons. In a similar way, we're living into a profound change of season in the church. And we are going from a time that has worked really, really well over a 500-year period, actually. The model that we use to be the body of Christ, the institutional model, has really served us from the Reformation to this point. And we're at this interesting cusp of time, and we need, like Dickens can say, we live in the best of times. We live in the worst of times. And of course, it's all a matter of perspective. Have any of you ever felt like Moses? Where you feel like everybody's coming to you? I don't think any of us could be a mom or work in any context, quite frankly, without ever having that feeling. And part of what God is saying to us is we don't need to depend on one person as the authority or one person to manage it all. In fact, for the blessing of the Holy Spirit, we have been given immense gifts. And so I'm going to ask you all to tell more about that little doohickey there, to look at your text for Ephesians 4. Because we are people of the new covenant, and so we're going to go from the model of how Moses began his ministry. And we're going to look at the model that Paul provides us, born out of the new covenant, born of the gift of the Holy Spirit, and see how that might speak to us in this time and in this place. Now, Ephesians, I think, is one of the most beautiful books in Scripture. And it is poetry at points. And you'll see some of that coming out as we look at unity and maturity in the body of Christ. So read along, receive God's word, and then let's grapple with the text. Listen now for the word of God. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Now let me be clear that Paul is writing this to all of us, to the saints of the church. He is writing it to you and to me, not just professional church workers. And so he goes on and says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And then this beautiful passage that we use often in the context of baptism. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. That is why he says when he ascended,